go.
So, selected excerpts from the article Peace in the World. Everything in reality, good or bad, and even the most harmful in the world, has a right to exist and must not be destroyed and eradicated from the world. We must only mend it and reform it, because any observation of the work of the work of creation is enough to teach us about the greatness and perfection of its operator and creator. Therefore, we must understand and be very careful when casting a flaw on any item of creation, saying it is redundant and superfluous, as that would be slander about its operator. Now, maybe we'll keep reading.
Let's continue with excerpt number 2 from Peace in the World. It is known to everyone that the Creator did not complete creation when He created it. And we also see in every corner of reality before us, in the general and in the particular, that it is placed under laws of gradual development, beginning from absence to the completion of its growth. For this reason, when the fruit tastes bitter in the beginning of its growth, we do not consider it a flaw in the fruit, since we all know the reason. The fruit has not completed its development. So it is in every element of reality. When an element seems to us as bad or harmful, it is but a self-testimony of that element that it is still in a transition phase in the process of its development. Hence, we must not decide that it is bad, and it is not wise for us to cast a flaw in it.
Again. So let's move on to another excerpt.
So, excerpt number 3 from Peace in the World, of course. This is the key to understand the weakness of world reformers throughout the generations. They regarded man as a machine that is not operating properly and needs mending, meaning to remove its broken parts and replace them with working ones. This is the tendency of all world reformers to eradicate any harmful and bad in the human species. And it is true that had the Creator not stood against them, they would certainly have by now cleansed man entirely, leaving in him only what is good and useful. But because the Creator meticulously watches over all the elements in His creation, not letting anyone destroy a single thing in His domain, but only reform it and make it useful and good, all the reformers of the above-mentioned kind will vanish from the earth, and bad qualities will not vanish. They exist and count the degrees of development that they must still traverse until they complete their ripening. At that time, the bad attributes themselves will turn to good and useful ones, as the Creator had initially planned for them. It is like a fruit on a tree that sits and waits and counts the days and months it must still wait before the completion of its ripeness, at which time its taste and sweetness will become evident to every person.